Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hello! Welcome to the show! What up, H-Town? Hey, they call him Fart Sciarra, so we got Toots, Stoots, and me on a way back Wednesday. Barry is, if you've listened to the show, which you should do on a daily basis, Barry is in El Paso to do a little comedy, so at least en route to El Paso. So we have got Cody Stoots to once again grace us with his presence. Got him off the wrong highway. He's off 610, and he's on the right path now as he is Gal Median for us again for the next 3 days, including a little road trip to Beaumont on Friday to Luke's Ice House. But always good to have Cody along for the ride as Uncle Buck is fastened in. And sorry, folks, park's closed. Sign out front, should have told you. As we're ready to go, Nick's in the studio as well. We're going to have some fun. What's up, Uncle Buck?
Hey, what up?
You think with Beto's free time, he's going to go to Barry's show?
He might.
Yeah.
You're like, you see, that's dirty. That's Kurt Lowe-esque right there. Wait till Barry's out and then take shots. I'm not going to do that.
That's not a shot at Barry. I'm just saying, you got some free time on your hands.
I would tell you this. You see the biggest, because again, all the creeper cowards with keyboard confidence on social media, as soon as Ted Cruz won, they started taking shots and posting GIFs and everything, and the one is now, hello, my name is, and it's Beto, but it's spelled B-E-T-E-A-U-X. Welcome to Louisiana, because he's going to run there next. So I actually chuckled on that one. I thought that was very good. R.I.P. to the judicial career, at least for the near future, of one Ed Emmett, too,
who
thought was just going to coast. I mean, the commercial made fun of the fact that he was so far down on the ballot that you really had to look to find him. And I never saw a single, thank God, I never saw a single ad for his opponent. She kicked his butt. He gone.
The way I always approach politics is like, hey, if your person didn't win, thank God you're listening to us because we're not going to talk too much about it. But right. Ed Emmett, I just got to say, I kind of had the grudge against him with all the Astrodome stuff and all that stuff. Like, and the way he would just talk down to everybody, like they didn't know what the hell they were talking about with the Astrodome, and he would just ignore like studies that the city had done to like determine the future of it, and like he just ignore the constituency and what they wanted to do with it. So it's like, hey, your person didn't win, I feel bad for you. All right, Ed Emmett, I don't feel too bad.
He was the king of the galoshes because he could handle anything that happened with a storm or weather or flooding. Sure. And he could also have just enough crap on his feet that he needed to pludge through it to get you to believe it so you could believe that the dome was a viable thing to resurrect.
Right, right.
So Judge Galoshes is out.
He is gone.
He lost. But it was an eventful and interesting evening in politics as whether your candidates won or lost. Again, as we said yesterday, thank God those commercials are over.
Oh, that's the worst part. That's the absolute worst part. I don't care what side you're on. It's the worst.
Mind-numbing, mud-slinging, redundant commercials were annoying as hell, and thank God they're over with.
None of them are funny either. Like, why not be funny?
How are you going to be funny in an ad?
I don't know, but don't
you're gonna
be...
You going to go with Santa Cruz? That was one they were playing up. Santa Cruz for Ted.
I did like the some of the attack ads are actually kind of funny. Like the one fella calling her Lion Lizzie.
Yeah.
Then he took the L.
Yeah, he did. Culberson was in office for like 18 years. Republican hadn't won that position in like more than that, and he gone too.
That's a rough look when you call the other person Lion Lizzie, and then you take the L.
Yeah, and you had Mattress Mack doing your commercials.
Oof.
Had Mack doing commercials? Had everyone speaking for him?
What happened?
I do not know.
You didn't shake enough hands, kissing enough babies.
No. And then Pete Davidson's guy won, the ex-Navy SEAL.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So interesting things in politics.
Me and the girlfriend got in a nice little disagreement over that.
Did you see where he pulled the patch up and he had some like weird, I won't say weird, but he had like a logo-esque like eye replacement thing in there?
No.
Yeah, after the Pete Davidson thing, I think he put it on social media to like verify that the eye was gone and everything too.
Oh, well, yeah, like we knew.
But there was like some like, you know, like a, I forget what they call that.
It was sponsored?
No, not sponsored.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it, I thought basically you were saying it was to sponsored. Prove that, no.
No, I believed him. I didn't think that somebody showed up with an eye patch thinking, oh, okay, I'll
no,
just
No, but
lie.
He literally like I'll took a picture about- or a video of him taking the patch up and everything.
Right, I didn't know
that was a deal.
Some people were dropping stolen valor on that dude. He lost his eye fighting for the country.
You, Pete Davidson taking L's all over the place. What I heard, the only W he's got is dangling between the wickets. But other than that, I don't know that he's taken many wins in the last 12 to 16 months, including picking guys. You need to pick the right battles if you're going after ex-Navy SEALs. Holy cow.
Oh, man.
It's going to be one of those days. I'm in a good mood. It's going to be fun. Nick, what did you dabble in last night? You voted?
I tried. I didn't make it by 7. I did not vote.
As long as you were in line, you could hang in there, you know.
Yeah, but I didn't make it by 7. I was probably there closer to like 7:15. I think I tried to go to the one in Siena, and you could see the line, dude. It's from the car. Like, it was just ridiculous.
You just decided it wasn't worth your time?
No, I mean, it was worth my time. I mean, I should have been able to vote. I should have been able to make it. I just didn't plan it well enough. You know what I mean?
It's an interesting point because I brought it up to Lisa last night because obviously Lisa has to be very well versed in all this stuff for the show, the news. And we're talking back and forth, and they were showing like at Arizona State, the line was like 300 to 500 kids deep, and they had a DJ, and they were trying to like use chalk to write messages to encourage the votes to go one way or the other on the sidewalks leading into the balloting. Other in Nevada, it was at a mall, and it wound around like a snake for like 500 deep, and all you could see was the candidates going, "Hang in there. If you're in line, stay there." I know, I said to Lisa, "No offense, but I'm glad I got to early vote at a time where I was in and out. But if you told me, and I heard Fred say last night on the way home, he waited in line about an hour. AJ was right in, right out. I'll go about an hour. But if you tell me I'm in the back of the line at a Nevada mall with the stores closed and you want me to hang in there for about 3 or 4 hours, I can't tell you that
Bless
I'm going
to
do that.
I can't do that either.
I don't know, man. You start bringing me some Auntie Anne's pretzels, we're going to have a conversation about what you need me to vote for.
Food might change things. Free
That's
food
just
might
a
change
starter,
things.
You start running me some pretzels over from the food court, we can have a conversation about which judge needs to win in Nevada.
I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't going to worry about Judge Ed Emmett in the dome if you get yourself enough pieces. Because Taylor Blank loves her some of those Auntie Anne's, too. Get the little cinnamon sprinkled ones, and she's good to go.
Well, you know Nevada's all jacked up anyway because the dead guy won.
How about that, Nick? The dude that owned the bunny ranch that died?
I saw it on Twitter.
He won!
How did this happen?
He freaking won! I'm telling you, some people must have had some great orgasms over the years. He won!
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't make gambling legal. People lose their minds.
Unbelievable. You and I were actually typing that on the form at the exact same time. And the whole time I'm tapping, I'm shaking my head going, how the hell did Dennis from the Bunny Ranch win? I mean, the goods must have been so good that they were like, you know what? Let's send him out in style. Here's your parting shot, Dennis. You're going to win. Because now they're going to have another election to figure out who's going to replace him. I hope you don't have to wait in another mall, Auntie Anne's pretzels, because that's going to be interesting as well. They're going to have another election for this dude.
That's incredible.
I think a lot of guys that voted thought it was a voting booth, not a voting booth, because they have good memories and made sure that Dennis was going to be taken care of.
That's a classic case of just too many people were actually like going through like, because, look, I don't know how many people are well-versed in every single selection on the ballot, but if you're going through and it's like, oh, I recognize Dennis Hoff, and someone's like, well, he's dead. Well, it'd be funny to vote for him. and the hat that he won.
Or, and I probably think Lamar Odom was probably trying to get a write-in because he basically had a residency there. But to say, you know what? I had the time of my life with Dennis, and since he doesn't have his anymore, I'm going to honor him with my vote because I will never forget that evening. That's just crazy to me.
Folks voting with their instead of their brain.
All right. So speaking of that, let's hope that your brain says, hey, I'm going to do what I do all the time, and I'm going to listen to The Usual Suspects. The HR&P listener line wide open right now, but you know how it fills up. 713-780-3776. You can call or text that number. As I guessed, I will be watching the text line today with Barry out, because I know, Nick, you are busy trying to formulate a list that will not be calculated and incomplete till at least 2:55.
No, I'll get it done. I'll get it done in the first hour. But we're going to play your list in the first hour and then Cody's in the second.
Was this on your list?
What is this song?
This wasn't on your list.
It's not on my list.
This is on my list.
Cody's hour number one now, Nick.
Oh, Cody.
Yeah.
Is it yours?
Yeah. Because I couldn't have told you this song if you played it from start to finish.
This seems like a Joel Blank song.
This is Hulk Hogan's entrance theme.
That's exactly why.
Is that the version you wanted? You didn't want the original version?
No, that's the version I want.
This is the original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rick Derringer did it.
And you think this is a Joel Blank song?
I feel like you would jam to this.
You're out of your mind.
No?
Absolutely no. And the fact that it's associated with wrestling makes it even more of a no.
What you gonna do, Joel, when Cody Stutz runs wild on you in Way Back Wednesday? That's right, brother. That's right, brother. If you want the HR&P listener line, brother, call up now. Otherwise, you can text us or tweet us. Give me your Twitter handle, brother. @Cody_Stutz, brother.
There you go. Nick, give him yours.
@TheProducerNick.
Hasn't changed yet. John changed his. Doesn't mean you have to follow suit.
Well, you started that campaign to change my Twitter handle.
When we first started the show, yep. Yeah. And we had all kinds of great and elaborate
and
creative
I'm not
going
to let your pressure get to me this time.
Nick.
Not going to let you bully me anymore, sir.
All right. Nope. Bullying aside,
you're always
I'm
trying to help
Pac-Man
and they're not
Joel.
Taking it.
I know. I'm trying to help. But,
trying to get
know.
Barry jokes, trying to get him a new Twitter
no,
handle.
Joke, that wasn't my deal. No, I'm not trying to get Barry jokes. He's the profession. Okay, so we're going to continue to roll on. We've given you all the information we can give you, and we want you to participate in the show. I'm pretty sure OU Mike is going to be chiming in probably several times throughout the day. But before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about the Houston Rockets. Hey, they got three in a row, gang. They're starting to straighten it all out. They got Chris Paul back and James Harden, and everybody's playing basketball. They're going to play on the road for the next two, but they're going to be home on Sunday night for the Indiana Pacers. If you want tickets, you should head to Rockets.com. And while you're at it, if you're looking for something to do and you want to get some exercise on Saturday, the 17th annual Rockets Run presented by Children's Memorial Hospital is this Saturday morning. Registration online at Rockets.com. If you sign up, you get a ticket to a future Rockets game. You get a t-shirt. There's a post-race party and so much more. You can do the 5K fun run, the 2K walk, or the kids 1K. The finish line, as always, is on center court inside the Toyota Center, so you get to finish on the actual hardwood where the boys play ball. Visit Rockets.com right now and register for the Rockets Run today. And while you're at it, check out the ticket packages when the Rockets come back home, including Sunday when they take on the Indiana Pacers.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started on The Usual Suspects on a Way Back Wednesday, pre-2008 songs that are political, patriotic, United States-ish. After the election yesterday, we felt like it would be apropos, appropriate, the right thing to do. So that's what we're doing. Cody Stutz in for Barry Laminack. Barry in El Paso doing a little comedy. So always good to have Uncle Buck with us as we continue to roll on. And, of course, as we like to do, we break the ice, and then we pour the drinks, and then we start getting into some sports.
Fun fact, Uncle Buck, number one movie the day I was born.
Well, there you have it. You've emulated it in very many positive ways.
I like to think of more Farley than Candy.
Okay. I could see that too. Farley, a Wisconsin boy, so yeah, I'm proud of that. Okay. Either way. I mean, and we talked about the fact that you had once dressed up as Farley as his Chippendale, and I thought that was an outstanding costume.
Thank you.
Very well played on that. So, Nick, I predicted it. I just didn't think it would be this soon. So I guess as before we get into sports and everything like that, we have someone online that claims to be an election consultant, and I believe you people will realize how right I was in the opening segment when we say consultant. What's going on?
Yeah, how about those snooty Republicans, you know, just going along. They got it handed to them last night. And I'll bet you at the next election, they won't be overlooking the illegal lesbian. And my girl over in Georgia, she's right there. Stacey Abrams, she's right there. I'm all in on her. I loved her in The Nutty Professor. Huckleys, Huckleys, Huckleys. If she'd just gone with that tag, she'd have won it with a landslide.
See, I would have checked out after the first attempt.
He could have paused there, but it wasn't a terrible OU, Michael.
He didn't pause. He went right to joke number two. I thought if he was going to rattle that cage, I thought he might head all the way down to Florida before he signed off. But instead, OU Mike pulling an OU Mike early on. The good news is, Cody, that there's a one-call limit for the day. So
it's out of the way.
That's it.
We got it
out of the way before. We even got sports.
There we go.
And with the, he gone. So we can move on. So there you have it. Thanks, Mike. I look forward to reading your text because I know those will come in throughout the show. So I don't know if any of you guys caught college basketball last night. Holy, you guys told me that Kentucky was actually favored. There's no way in hell if I knew that, and I don't bet, I would have bet that game heavily on Duke. I mean, I know Calipari can recruit. He can't coach. He couldn't coach his way out of a wet paper bag as it is. But when you have Zion Williamson and anybody else, let alone the recruiting class that Duke brought in, get the hell out of the way, because there's a legitimate chance that that team runs the table. They can't shoot it very well, but oh my goodness. And if you didn't see the game, go back and watch the highlights, because Zion Williamson supposedly can't shoot. First shot he made as a Dukie was a three. Then he ends up with his first dunk where his freaking nostrils were making love to the rim.
Oh, my goodness.
And then late in the game, he gets the rebound. He blocks a shot, takes the ball off of a mammoth block, handles the rock all the way up the floor, threads the needle with a pocket pass to a cutter down the middle for another two. And oh, by the way, he wasn't the leading scorer for Duke last night. He only finished with 28. They're good, and they have a great coach. So I love that, too, by the way.
The dynamic is crazy with that kid, but I think the most important thing is this is a guy that you could actually tank for if you're an NBA team.
Like, you better.
He's that good. Like, if you're a team and you're considering getting that next big player out of the draft, tank right now.
No question about it, because we talked about the fact that LeBron James, when he came out, was a freak of nature, because no one at, 6'8", and at that point 235, 240, was supposed to be able to jump like LeBron can. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, I'm here to tell you, because Nick and I had the conversation before the show. He is 6'7". He weighs in, and it ain't a chubby, it ain't a soft, it's a solid 285. And let me remind you of his resume. On the opening night of practice in Midnight Madness this year, he easily took off from the free throw line for a dunk. If he was in the NBA right now, he'd be the second heaviest player in the entire league, and yet short of wings or a cape, he can fly.
And he's only 18. So
and everybody
insane.
Says, well, he doesn't have a jump shot. Neither did Gary Payton or Jason Kidd when they came in the league. It will come. It ain't going to be as difficult as Markelle Fultz.
He actually looks like he can shoot. Like, he has like a good form.
Elbow is in, and he knows the extent. This kid is the real deal. Nick, you're right. If you're not tanking now, you need to be.
In an era where we have more super teams running through sports than ever, you look at Golden State in the NBA, Bama's dominance in college football.
Don't forget Geno.
And then, UConn. You look at this Duke team, and it's like, okay, this might be super team.
Here's the interesting thing about that, too.
All these kids, you got this dude who looks like a freaking right tackle out there.
Oh, my God. Jerry Jones is tanking right now trying to get Zion Williamson because that's how good he is. But when you look at the talent, the one thing that you have to realize that has he was the toughest nut to crack in this case. But now that Coach K has embraced the one and done, look the hell out for John Calipari because your run's over. For as much as it was always all these kids wanted to and had to play for Kentucky and were hoping that he was the guy that came after them, there's a new sheriff in town, and when he can coach too, like Coach K, I don't know if you guys have saw this, I've seen this or not, but ESPN's doing this whole thing where they're following this team for Duke. They followed them for their preseason tour overseas.
Oh, okay.
And then they're there every day at practice, and it's kind of like Hard Knocks. And when you hear Coach K talk to these kids and explain to them, like the first thing he said to all the freshmen were, you're going to learn how to shoot the standalone three. It's a staple of what everyone's doing. But in this system, you better be able to do it. He goes, this gym right here, it should be like your friend. It should be like your living room, and you should be in here all the time taking 1,000 shots more. And he was talking about when he was coaching Team USA and how Kobe says, I don't shoot that. And he goes, well, you better, because we have Carmelo and LeBron and other guys that are going to create the defensive doubles that are going to give you wide open shots. And lo and behold, he said Kobe was shooting 1,000 shots a night in the gym, and it paid off. Shooting the standalone three. Well, Zion Williamson, the first shot he makes is a standalone three, and you're like, oh, so Coach K can get through to the kids too. So that's the thing. I've seen Coach Cal coach up close and personal. I mean, he's sitting on his brain cells when they give him that little stool in the Final Four to sit on the side, because he can recruit, but he can't coach like Coach K.
If I gave you Duke versus the field, would you take it?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're good.
The ironic thing. They were an underdog last night. And the team they played and the team that they're going to play tonight are both ranked higher than them. Kansas is the number one team in the country. And if you watched the two games last night and Michigan State's like 10 and gave Kansas a run, I don't know how in anyone's mind you don't think that Duke is the best team in all of college basketball.
They're incredible.
Great story, too, by the way. Tyus Jones, who unfortunately broke everyone in the state of Wisconsin's hearts when they came back and beat Wisconsin in the championship game, but now plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves. His little brother, Trey, signed on to play at Duke, and last night was his first college game. The Wolves are in L.A. They were playing the Clippers. They play the Lakers tonight, I think. They were off last night. Jimmy Butler overheard Tyus Jones talking about he'd love to see his brother's game, but he can't go because they're on the road. Jimmy Butler chartered a plane, and the two of them were going to fly to the game. And Jimmy Butler had something come up, and he said, you know what? You take it anyway. You should be there to see your little brother.
Jeez.
And Tyus Jones was there and sitting right behind the bench to see his brother play last night. It's a pretty cool story.
I thought Jimmy Butler was a bad teammate.
See, I was going to say, everybody poo-poos all over Jimmy Butler, but he's got a good side to him.
Oh, my God, Joel.
What?
Duke plays Army this weekend?
Oh, dude.
Hey, the United States Army doesn't take many losses. They catch him one on Sunday.
Let me tell you something. You know what the midshipment is going to be when he delivers that package about right over your forehead on the way to the midway point to the basket? They are going to hammer them.
At wow. Duke, too.
Oh, wow. That's on the bucket list, by the way. I want to see Cameron Indoor. I'd like to see a game there. That'd be very cool.
Well, they'll get an early look at what a cruise missile looks like.
No, jeez. More than that, that dude is the bomb. He's huge. by the way, I love the format for this college tournament because now they're actually going to play. They play Kansas tonight, too. That's fantastic. I love the fact that you take four of the top 10 teams in America right off the jump, and they play. Unlike playing cupcakes in college football, I think it's a great way to start the season, and it's great to get viewership back for college basketball. So, all right, Cody's got hour number one. As we do the Way Back Wednesday, he's on song number two. Song number one was god-awful. At least this one's decent.
Song number three.
Three?
Yeah, because we played Mellencamp. Oh, Ain't That America.
It's good. That's a good song, so I'm sorry I missed it, but I don't think people care. So we're going to continue to roll on with hour number one of the big show. Cody in for Barry. Nick and I are present as well if you want to join us. 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text. You can also, as always, hit us up on Twitter. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's bad music in the background because otherwise we'd call or we'd play ZZ Top because we like to give back to you, the listener, and we've got a great set of tickets for you to win right now. We've got a pair of tickets to see Billy Gibbons, best known as the guitarist and lead vocalist from ZZ Top, live in concert featuring Matt Sorum, Austin Hanks, and Elwood Francis for the Big Bad Blues Tour. It's at Revention Music Center this Friday, November the 9th. Tickets are on sale if you don't win them at Ticketmaster Outlets, but we are going to give you two right now if you're caller 97. No, if you're caller 19. Caller 19 right now, 713-780-3776. You win two tickets to see Billy Gibbons coming up November the 9th, this Friday. That is a nice pair of tickets to win. Hopefully the sharp-dressed man brings the eliminator and sings till his heart's content for you.
You know, you did something really nice there, and people aren't going to recognize it, but I appreciate that.
What is that I did?
The play on words.
Oh, yes. You got me under pressure, Cody.
And you're giving people... Hey, there you go again.
You just keep the pearl necklace all to yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't do pearl necklaces. Well,
okay, I hope you don't do them. That would be a little bit awkward. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about the college games last night. I do really like the fact that you had the matchups. You had Michigan State and number one Kansas, a tight game that the Jayhawks pulled out. And then, of course, the annihilation of Kentucky by Duke was absolutely fantastic. So that was fun to watch. Other news of the day, Dez is now a member of the New Orleans Saints. So the wait is over. I want to get your guys' thoughts on Dez joining the Saints and Who Dat Nation. Because I know that Clarence will have an opinion and other Saints fans will as well. I have some concerns about this.
What a weird match.
Yeah.
What a weird match.
I don't get it. Like, I understand that Michael Thomas is your deep threat, right?
Sure.
And he's your one. But aren't you looking for a guy, you know, you lost Ted Ginn Jr., you lost a guy that could blow the top off the defense. Aren't you looking for speed on the other side? And the other thing is, you got such a good thing going right now in terms of your locker room and the leadership and the togetherness. We all know Dez has got talent, but we also know Dez is about Dez. He can blow that whole thing up.
No doubt. It's a really weird mix, really strange mix, because it doesn't seem like it's the type of guy that not only fits off the field, but even fits on the field. The Tre'Quan Smith kid they have, who's been running opposite Thomas a couple times, he's pretty darn good. And I know the stats haven't jumped off the page the past few weeks, but a few weeks ago against Washington, he went for over 100 yards and two touchdowns. And so it's like, I don't understand that. Why they thought they needed Dez? I don't think Dez has anything left. I don't think there's any juice left in Dez Bryant. He wasn't getting deep on cats. He's iffy with his hands already, and I don't know that he's even with this much time away going to go out there and win those jump balls like you saw him do when he was just taking the top off of everything and just really dominating DBs in this league. Like I don't think the juice is there, and with that, it's kind of a head scratcher for a Saints team that. To me, hasn't really looked like they needed Dez Bryant's skill set.
Yeah, it's just a very, very odd fit because of all the dynamics they have going for them in a positive direction. And the fact that, I mean, I guess because, look, Dez is a very good route runner and he's got good hands and he can do a lot of things from a possession standpoint. But if it ain't broke, don't try and fix it with someone that's broken other things, you know? To me, you're bringing in a guy that could be a problem child in a very, very tight classroom.
And this is one of those situations, too. You think Dez Bryant's rolling in there to be a part of Who Dat Nation and to be a member of the Saints? Or you think Dez Bryant is rolling in there to prove he's still got it?
It's a resume is what it is.
Exactly.
It's a resume builder. Yeah.
Exactly. He's rolling in there to make sure that Dez Bryant gets his and shows off.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, and then the thing you wonder, too, is how much money did he turn down from the Ravens? And is he going to make it nearly that with the Saints? The good news is, I'll tell you this, as a football fan, you have to love the fact that he goes to Big D in a couple of weeks with the Saints to take on the Cowboys. That is going to be must-see TV. Because going to be absolutely, if he scores, like the, you know, Cowboys got, Cooper got his touchdown right away because of the got to get the shiny new toy. I'll tell you what, if Dez scores in Dallas.
Oh my goodness. Hijinks. Hilarity.
Nothing's off limits. The star, popcorn, whatever you want, you can put up the X and know that it's going to be a show.
Now, if you read Twitter and you see stuff and you hear the guys talk about him, it seems like his teammates still kind of like him. Some of his teammates.
You're right.
Sean Lee's not going to get a chance to come across the middle and get him because Sean Lee's hurt like he is all the time.
Oh, he can come across the middle in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Because that dude is always hurt.
That guy lives hurt.
Yeah, we were talking about yesterday. I mean, every single time you think the guy's getting back to his 100%, bing, there goes another hamstring. Right. Calf muscle or something.
Dez is going to be in such rare form in that game.
That's going to be fun to see. It really is.
It will. So. Yeah, it will be. I'll give you that. I just don't. I don't get it. I don't see the juice there. It doesn't make sense. But Sean Payton's a mastermind. I mean, Sean Payton's got a 28-year-old backup part-time starter from BYU out there making plays for him as his third quarterback. So I think Sean Payton can kind of figure out how to make it work for Dez Bryant, but I don't see it. I don't see how it works. But hey, the Saints are the class of the NFL right now. So, I mean, can they do any wrong?
No, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, when you look at it and you look at how good they're playing, and I said they're number one in my power rankings based on the fact that they beat the team that I thought was the most talented team in football in the Rams. Granted, they did it on their home field, but they did it convincingly enough for me. I don't know that because of all those things I just said, let alone anything else. I just didn't think they were the team that needed Dez Bryant. But you've got a veteran quarterback. He's not going to take any crap from him. Like, you know, I think Dez obviously felt like he could manipulate Dak if he had to. Not going to pull that crap with, like you said, Peyton or Drew Brees.
Oh, Drew Brees will talk to him like one of his kids.
Yeah, Mark Ingram's probably established enough now that he's not going to take any crap from him. And obviously, they got a guy that's better than he is on the outside that just put up 200-plus yards in a game. So maybe it's the right situation because he can't be himself, you know, 100% and has to fit in with a team that's already, you know, doing some things. Because the best thing for him is if he fits in and he makes some catches, the best thing for him is he's Demaryius Thomas on the Texans. Just join the team, get you a couple catches for 60-some-plus yards, continue to help them take the pressure off of Thomas and the pass game a little bit, and possibly win a ring.
I can't imagine the monetary commitment's going to be huge in any way, shape, or form. So if things start going south and it isn't working with Dez there, just get rid of him.
Yeah, it's like the Carmelo Anthony thing with the Rockets. I mean, if it's not working out, then hey, we tried, it didn't work out, and see you later.
There you go, Joel, blaming Carmelo Anthony for the Saints' problems at wide receiver. Signed, Houston Rockets fans.
Oh, I thought you were trying to be Stephen A.
No.
I was like, that might have been the worst Stephen A I've ever heard in my life.
No, I was doing
then the Kool-Aid drinking
overzealous
the Kool-Aid
Rocket fan.
Drinking Red Nation
yeah.
people would yeah. be calling up immediately. Yes.
Did you hear what Joel said? He said the Saints needed Dez Bryant because of Melo in Houston.
Man.
It's like easy.
I'm telling you what. The hate I get. And then you know what? And it's basically predicated from Nick and Barry who say that I hate the Rockets too. So
because that's a fact.
It's not a fact. It's fake news. So we've got that going. By the way, I even heard ESPN this morning promoting the fact that it was a tournament game. They changed the format that Duke would actually play Kansas. I can't find it on the schedule, so I may have been incorrect in what I heard, but I would have loved to seen Duke and Kansas tonight.
Kansas don't want none of that.
They do not.
Kansas you are absolutely don't want right.
They're number one, but in numbers only, because you look at that Duke team. Mm-mm.
So me and a group of guys that I went to college with, we take a trip almost every year, go do something. We went to Vegas one year. One of our guys was thinking about his trip going to be, we'll go to New York and watch Texas Tech play Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not doing that anymore. We're not going to do that. We don't need to watch a snuff film live.
Oh, well, and plus tickets will probably in New York to see that team.
Right, yeah.
Tickets will probably be through the roof. And you know, and I was thinking too, because Cameron Indoor, even when my buddies at the Rockets would go there as scouts or whatever, it's tough to get. It's a cracker box. Like the broadcast, when ESPN broadcasts from Cameron Indoor, the broadcast booth is up on the top. It's which is essentially like the midway point of Toyota Center. But that's how small that place is, and it's so tough to get a ticket. But that's kind of like Wrigley Field and Fenway and Lambeau Field, all those different things. It's like that's one of those bucket list things. You want to see a game in Cameron Indoor? This would be the year with that team. Be pretty cool.
It's almost like a small, smart school in the Carolinas didn't think they'd ever be a national powerhouse when they built that thing.
Just like they fluked out a couple of football wins a couple of years ago, and they were actually in the college football, or the, what is it, the BCS, when it was the BCS.
Right,
they were in for a year. So, oh, look, Nick, ask and you shall receive. We can just knock them off like a checklist. OU Mike is out, and Clarence, you'll be up next. You can maybe add some clarity to why your favorite team just added Dez Bryant. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
Everywhere we go. But when it comes to the loving part, one thing is true.
My baby's genuine USA.
Devil without a cause, and I'm back with the beaver hats and Ben Davis slacks. 30 pack of stroll, 30 pack of.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on a way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Cody Stutes in for Barry Laminack as Barry's doing some comedy in El Paso as he is venturing. I believe he stopped in Fort Worth last night at the relatives that sound like the F word. And now he's on his way to El Paso.
That's not on the way at all.
It's a free night stay is what it is. And he was clear about that. Unfortunately, his relative's last name, I believe, Nick, was like F-U-C-H-S.
Exactly.
Fuchs.
And he pronounced it, or he...
And it auto-corrected it to the F word.
Yeah.
And he said, I was hoping to get a night stay at the Fuchs house, but when he pressed send, his aunt received a text that said, hoping to get a night stay at the F house. So,
hold on. I don't want to.
I don't know if it's the Fort Worth Bunny Ranch for a night or what, but
this is where it you know, got to ask more questions because, again, I get it's a night stay, but if you're going to El Paso, Fort Worth is like not on the way at all. Like, it does, like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, the money he spent on gas and like wear and tear on his vehicle to go out of the way for a free night stay.
Well, he got a new car,
was a hotel.
So, the new car is going to give him better gas mileage than the truck.
Sure.
Unlike you, he has air conditioning and plenty of fluids.
Oh, no. My AC's fixed now.
Oh, okay.
It's the coldest it's ever been.
Big time. You've been filling in on a regular basis.
You might need it for a while. It looks like it's never going to get cold here, so you might need it.
No. Starting Thursday night, Friday.
I saw that, but weekend, is it really going to get cold?
Weekend highs are going to be like high 40s, low 50s.
Oh, I hate that weather. Hate it.
I love it. God, the last couple of days have just been, ugh, swamp rat. Terrible.
Oh, if it's over 70 degrees, I'm sweating profusely. So, yeah, it's awful.
You like it cool. So, 40, 50, that's right up your alley. Like you,
I like it.
Shorts and
nice.
Flip-flops, baby.
Really? At 50 degrees?
Oh, yes. I still wear shorts, too.
Jeez.
But that's a Midwest thing. Like, you always know when Wisconsinites are visiting Houston, because on the golf course, it was like low to mid-40s, and they're in, like, shorts and putting on lotion, and you're like, no, you don't need all that. All right, we promised it before the break because we were mentioning Dez Bryant going to the Saints. Our resident self-proclaimed Saints expert is on hold. Clarence, what it do, my friend?
What up? And it's not self-proclaimed. What's going on, dude?
What up?
It is self-proclaimed, by the way.
Okay, so.
Clarence, are you there? Bad connection? Call back, Clarence.
That's a shame.
Yeah, call back, because that was bad. So we'll get back to you. Now, Nick, have you set the warning yet before we go to this one? Okay. So here's the other thing. As you are aware of now, Cody, we do know that our man Kurt Lowe and Barry have beef. So whenever Barry's out, Kurt Lowe will call in, but he refuses to call when Barry is here.
Ah, I gotcha.
So Nick is going to make sure that...
I know what you were saying.
Yes. you are picking up what I'm putting down, correct, so to speak, right? So Nick right now is laying down the law to let him know there will be no Barry bashing because it's unfair if Barry is not here to be able to defend himself, and I think we all agree with that. So we will get him in, but I believe that Nick, just not based on his face and body language, Nick was laying down the law hard. So, and now he's gone. So, okay, Clarence is back, Nick. Punch him through. All right, Clarence, better?
It's better, guys.
Good. Okay.
All right.
Give it a shot.
The thing with Dez and the straight, we kind of do need him, and let me tell you why. Excluding running back, Michael Thomas had 70 catches, right?
Right.
The next person closest to him in the wide receiving court, 12 catches.
Smith, right?
12.
Yeah.
And if you stop playing, getting deep into the playoffs, and you take away Michael Thomas, and you take away Mark Ingram, and you take away Alvin Kamara, you're going to need another weapon. Now, I know Dez has his injuries and he has some drops of time, but it'll be a great addition to free up some of the guys when things aren't going well with some people.
Okay, take that part out of it, Clarence. Take it out, okay, because we get that, all right? You know, and he's a veteran receiver and he helps. But the locker room is what I'm really most concerned about because we know that Dez can be, you know, a sideline diva when things aren't going his way. You know, anyone is fair game that's within shouting distance when he's not getting what he thinks he should be getting.
Okay.
And then in the locker room as well, you realize that, you know, if he ain't happy, he's going to take others down with him.
But here's the thing. You're coming into, first off, we're in week, what, 9, 10 now?
Yep, 10.
No one was knocking on his door. No one.
Now, you don't know that. He had a workout with the Browns. He had an offer early in the season with the Ravens.
So between the early season and now, no one was knocking at his door. And with the locker room, I guess, diva antics, let me just point out a name to you and what happened to him. He's not that much of a diva, but you remember what happened with Adrian Peterson in that game last year when he decided to stare down and talk about Sean Payton? What happened to him after that?
They traded.
Gone.
Right. So well, I hope you're right, because I know you got a good thing going right now. We give you a hard time, but look, I've said, and you know, I know your heart's in the way you vote, and mine isn't, and I think the Saints are the best team in football right now, so I hope it doesn't screw up a good thing. So that's the main thing there, is the fact that I just, you've swayed me to believe the fact that they could use him, so that's good, but I just hope the locker room doesn't become a problem, so. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Clarence. We appreciate it. Hey, by the way, and Nick, you should have corrected me because remember we were talking yesterday about all the different rules that they have in New Mexico. So Barry, I think El Paso's next week. New Mexico this week.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so, because Jeremy on the stream just corrected me and said New Mexico is where his show is. So, okay, one week or the other. He's in New Mexico this week and El Paso next week. But yeah, the next 2 weeks are going to be busy for Barry. So it's probably mean it's going to be busy for Cody too. So Cody just wants Barry to stay away. So there you have it. Wow. Okay. Just got a scathing direct message, Nick.
Are you going to share it with the class?
I will, yeah, eventually. Okay. And, Ron wants to get in here, talk a little ACC college basketball. Ron, what's up?
Just a comment, on your portrayals. You're coming across like a putrid, slimy morsel of blowfish fecal matter. And nobody wants to bathe in your water.
Ron, did you just get out of that water? And did you just towel off? I don't understand where the venom is coming from. What?
No. You must improve your crepitation skills, and your partner's borders will be secure. I promise you. Come on, you're coming across like sphincters that say what?
Ron,
this
I think
funny, VJ. Ron, I am out.
Ron, you need to be out. You need to be out. I think you misdialed the phone number. Cody, what was the number at 610? That was like worthless. I mean, that wasted his own time as much as it wasted ours.
Not even funny.
No, it was dumb.
I'm all for a good crank call if you're going to be funny.
Yeah,
he's a new caller, right? I've never
I mean,
I don't even know who Ron is.
He's a new level of stupid. I know that. You could tell right from the jump that the accent was fake.
Correct.
And you're like, okay, so let's just see if this is OU Mike funny or if this is just you probably should get a hobby. Pretty safe. He should get a hobby.
Probably should just...
Legos are still available, I think, depending on which mall you go to, aren't they, Nick?
Just don't pay your smartphone next month, man.
You really take away the whole... You tarnish the name smartphone when you use it for a call like that.
Just don't pay the phone bill next month, pal.
Ron, good Lord. You're about solid as diarrhea. Okay, so we got hour number one out of the way. One in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours of the big show. If your name's not Ron, you can probably get on and talk a little sports with us. We got the Rockets getting ready to go to Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder. And then a weekend that Nick and I looked up where they play at the Spurs and then home for the Pacers. Conceivably, I think the toughest game coming up right now. If they get by, I think they can get by the Spurs. I think they beat the Pacers at home, and they can really start stacking them and racking them. That would be nice. And they came home, oddly enough, in the middle of the road trip. And Nick Sherrara doing double duty, even covered practice today. Look at Nick. Whew. I like the effort, Nick. I like it. I don't like any of Cody's songs in hour number one. And all you people that are pumping Hulkamania, good for you.
One guy liked the Kid Rock stuff, though.
That's a good song, too. And I can see why people like Hulkamania. That's a classic.
I'm covering a lot of bases. Oak Ridge Boys.
But obviously, you still aren't scoring.
Kid Rock.
I'm just letting you know. Oak Ridge Boys. Dude had almost second worst overbite in music behind Freddie Mercury. The Oak Ridge Boy.
Oof. Freddie needed braces bad.
Dude, I just knew where there were a lot of guys that could hide if it was raining under that awning. That was a grill. All right, we got one in the books, two to go. Coming up, hour number two of the big show. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Who fell on the
plane? ESPN 97.5.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.